This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Mock Me, coming up in about 5 minutes, when you guys are going to be able to get in with all your mock drafts, whether that's just the Browns pick, just the top 10, trade Miles, don't trade Miles, trade two, don't trade two. And our buddy, the Assassin's Apprentice, Jake Murren's going to get with us. So you are the pro Shador here. How do you feel when hearing Chris Trapasso's thoughts on these quarterbacks?
Well, I like that you volley it up that way. I noticed we don't play rejoins from Nathan when he goes hard in the paint for how great Shador Sanders is. I've noticed that.
So the reason why I did that is I didn't just want to be like, huh? That's why I don't want to take these clowns.
No, I think all this proves, though, is that Shador is a very polarizing quarterback. That's what this is. There are people that love him, and there are people that are even like the worst thing he said is he's a top 10 pick in the draft. Like it's not as if he went crazy. Which, by the way, when he comped him to Teddy Bridgewater, you could tell that was a compliment in Chris's eyes. That was him being like, this is a good thing. But he mentioned the good. He mentioned there's a lot of good there, and then he also said, you know, there's some inconsistencies like. I think Shador is very, very polarizing for a lot of reasons off the field. But what's fascinating is he's just as polarizing for what he is on the field.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really interesting to watch the narrative continue to shift as we get through the conversations about. And I wonder if the people saying you got to draft Shador today, I wonder if some of that has been influenced by the Miles stuff. And I actually think the more you push the Miles stuff, I think the less likely it is. Sorry, the more you push the Shador stuff, the more likely that becomes, the less likely I think it is Miles is back.
Oh, yeah. Miles didn't seem like he wanted anything to do with a rookie quarterback.
Yeah. So
like if there was anything that we gained out of last week when Miles was on his Super Bowl media tour, was the idea that he wants to play for a Jaden Daniels. He wants to play for somebody that's already doing it in the NFL, not somebody that has a chance to do it in the NFL.
Do you think right now, if people could lock in Shador Sanders at two, but it meant locking in that you have to at some point before April trade Myles Garrett, do you think Browns fans would make that trade?
I don't know, because I don't know that more Browns fans than not right now want Shador.
Oh, it feels like a groundswell.
It's been a lot of momentum in this past week, but I still, for every post that we have, Nick, where it's like, hey, Shador is awesome. The comments at the bottom of it, and comments aren't a great way to realize anything, obviously, but the comments at the bottom of it are always like, Shador stinks, what are you looking at? Meanwhile, the ones where it's like, we go off on Shador and people are like, Shador sucks, the comments there are like, Shador is awesome. I think he's very, very split. And so, no, I don't think a lot of people would sign up for that idea, because I think a lot of people are holding on to Miles.
We do have either the trade you're going to love or hate for Miles coming up in about 15 minutes, but let's get to Mock Me with Jake.
Nick and Jonathan Judge mock drafts all NFL offseason. It's time for this week's Mock Me.
All right, Jake Murren, let's get it started.
Yeah, let's start with Joel Klatt, who presented his first mock draft this offseason on the Joel Klatt Show yesterday. He has the Giants trading up to the first overall pick to draft Shedeur Sanders, and I'll let Joel explain the rest.
Giants go up to number one, now Tennessee at three. Again, this is going to be my last trade, but now Tennessee, and this is why they were able to do it, they get Cam Ward. If they can't work something out with Shedeur Sanders, which again, I just don't think Shedeur Sanders is going to be willing to play in Tennessee with the history of what that organization has done from a quarterback position standpoint. Tennessee can either take Cam Ward with number one or go back to three, still get Cam Ward, and get draft capital. I think from Tennessee's standpoint, they're just going to be hopeful that Cleveland does go Abdul Carter, which again, it just fits because of the Myles Garrett issue. So that's why they can get Cam Ward at number three.
So can the Titans really put this much faith into the Browns not picking a QB at number two?
No, if you want Cam Ward at one, why do you want an extra pick and go down to three?
Made no sense. I think it's crazy. So Joel Klatt, I really do like. He might actually be my favorite college football person. Like, I exclusively seek out his college football content.
Mm-hmm.
This made no sense.
Yeah.
This was bird brain.
If you don't care if a quarterback's there, well, then you go down to three, or you go down to six, you go down to seven, you go down wherever. The Saints, I think, maybe at nine, you go wherever. But this idea that you would trade down in the event that the quarterback you want would fall to you. By the way.
Also then, like, crossing your fingers that the Browns don't take a quarterback then?
Or that the Browns don't then trade the number two pick to somebody that likes Cam Ward.
Jake, is he getting hammered for this take, or are people just letting it slide because I don't know that we all like Joel Klatt. I just like Joel Klatt a lot.
Yeah, I haven't seen a lot of the reaction to it, but I think his take is more so just based on the Titans not knowing what they're going to do at number one and them just going back to three as a security blanket.
Did he say what the Browns would do at two there?
He said Abdul Carter. Yeah, he did, yeah.
I like Abdul Carter, the Browns, but I'm going to say that is a D-. What do you say?
It's an F because there's no logic attached to it. Yeah, I want to be kind to him, but jeez.
Mock me.
Why is Nick on the radio?
Next up, we go to NFL Network's Cynthia Freeland, who has the first quarterback taken at number three to the Giants. So she has Travis Hunter and Abdul Carter as the first two players off the board. Then Cam Ward goes to New York at three, and Shedeur Sanders falls to the Saints at number nine. What are the chances that a QB is not taken in the top two?
Oh, so I look at it more like Cam Ward would be the one to fall than Shedeur would be the one to fall. And it's not because I think Shedeur is anything rated higher than Cam. I think Cam is rated higher, and I think he's got a better perception than Shedeur does. But there are so many more teams linked to Shedeur Sanders. We know the connection with the Raiders and Tom Brady and how he's been training him and has known him since he was knee-high to a duck. Like, there's the connection there with the Giants, obviously attached to that as well. Cam Ward doesn't have these connections the same way. And so, like, if someone's going to fall, I look at it as Cam Ward, not Shedeur.
I think it's going to be Shedeur because he has a lower ceiling. I think in the end, at the top of the draft, ceiling is what's going to drive the draft. Now, that you and I see the quarterbacks differently anyway, so that's not a big to-do. I just think it's wild that, there are so many quarterback needy teams. I would be surprised if one of them doesn't go in the top two, even if it's a trade down. And again, maybe it's wildly early on this. People aren't desperate for quarterbacks yet. When they get through free agency and they've got Tyrod Taylor and Jordan Travis on the roster, or the desecrated husk of Derek Carr, you're going to start to feel the pressure of that. So I guess my point is, like, I can't see the teams in the top two just letting those guys fall. I don't know. I don't know why they would pass on either quarterback if they weren't trading down. I guess it's maybe my long-winded way of saying it.
Yeah, I'm going to give this one maybe like a C.
I'll go a C-.
Mock me.
I'm a fat boy.
What's next up? Well done.
Our first fan submission for this week for Mock Me, we go to Ball Metrics on X. They said trade every single pick away for 2026, but take Tyler Shuck, the quarterback out of Louisville, in the later rounds. I think they're buying into the fact that this draft just isn't all that great. And all those trades, they're acquiring, I think, 26 draft picks in 2026.
All right. He's got 26, including, I don't think he has any first rounders. So you'd be trading down. And there are, I believe, 8 second rounders. Carry the 2, 8 third rounders. 4, 5 fourth rounders. You can't, if you're a trade down and get 26 picks, I'm going to need at least one future first.
I still have fewer picks than the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Also, in this case, it is, we want to talk about the safest draft ever. take one
not
guy.
Not taking anyone.
And it's in the late sixth round. All right. This is a ridiculous mock draft. But I love the creativity. I'm going to say a B.
Little bit of a panda bear grade there?
No.
For the
no.
submission?
You don't know.
Little bit.
I trade down like 17 times on PFF.
By the way,
it gets me good and randy.
I'm so done with PFF's little... They mock me every time I do a draft. Because the moment you take Shedeur Sanders, they make your draft grade an F.
Oh, not me.
They hate
well,
it.
Yeah, that's because they're good at it.
they hate
it. I don't know.
Their computer system hates it, and I take Shedeur every time. And every time it's like F grade for the for your second
that's
overall
interesting,
pick.
That's interesting, because in the 33rd of 1,000 drafts I've already done, I took Cam Ward at 2, and I got a B+. So I don't know. Maybe it's just...
The computer likes Cam Ward.
Maybe they're not pure for Shedeur.
They are definitely not.
I'm almost always in the top 30 percentile of Browns mock drafts. Sorry to brag. Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, I tried getting into the mock drafts for you.
Have you considered I'm just better at mock drafting than you are?
No, my mock drafts get tanked because of the Shedeur pick.
Yeah.
That's the point.
That's why I'm better.
It gets tanked.
I'm about cashing checks and winning games, and you're about your boy Shedeur.
You trade 17 times.
Yeah, exactly. Think about how many picks you can accrue.
Yeah.
2-6, 6-7, 7-9. I take Mason Graham. Oh, wait, I just traded Myles Garrett for the fourth pick. Wait, that's not how sequential order works. But I trade him for the fourth pick and Joe Milton. I got to trade 4-6 now. Even though I already trade another pick for it. I'm just going to tell you, you go down the rabbit hole, and I'm like the Ozzie Newsome of PFF draft Knicks.
I give it a D, Jake. I give it a D.
I give it a B.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Mock me.
Nick has no friends.
Dan Parr of NFL.com released his first mock draft this morning, and it includes a Myles Garrett trade. Before getting to that, he has the Browns going with Abdul Carter with the second overall pick.
Seeing a trend?
Where's the
Bucky Brooks? Bucky Brooks. I can't say his name now. I got too excited. I got to scratch it. What no name are we bringing up to the equation here?
Where is the Bucky Brooks?
Continue on with your NFL dot whatever. NFL.net, is this even a site?
Don't lash out.
NFL.com.
What are you don't on? Lash like, out at Jake.
Are you on football? Is awesome.com. What are we on? Profootball.com. What are we on here?
This one is NFL.com, JP.
Yeah, what's the guy's name?
Dan Parr.
I think he's on par with Bucky Brooks.
Yeah, below par. Bucky works for the same website, Jake. Same website.
But Dan's better.
Apparently.
It's at least more interesting. Let's get to it, though. Cam Ward goes first to the Titans with Shedeur Sanders going to the Raiders at 6. Mm. Now for the Myles Garrett trade. He's being dealt to the Cowboys for the 12th overall pick And Jonathan, I thought you were going to like this one because the Browns pick Ashton Gentry at number 12. Gentry, rejoice.
That's gross.
How are you feeling?
That's gross. I don't need a running back number 12.
So I get Abdul Carter and Ashton Gentry?
Yeah, that's how that first round goes.
I think I would rather do anything else with the number 12 pick.
Basically anything else. And like many running backs in the second round, and we're taking Gentry. This is why this guy... Yeah. I'm not going to get
That's
mean.
That's why he's not,
I'm not
on par
get
with
mean.
Bucky Brooks.
I'm not
Make the
get
joke.
Mean. I'm not going to get mean.
Make the joke, Mr. Joke Maker.
Yeah, give me my ha-has. I give it a D.
I give it a D plus.
Ooh. Mock me.
Give me more, fat
Jake,
man.
Where are you with your mocks, by the way? I heard you're a big Shador Sanders guy.
Oh, am I now? Big Shador guy.
Don't act so surprised.
I'd like Shador at number two. I lean more towards you on that one, JP.
Just want to know where you stand.
It's okay. You can be wrong.
Just want to know where you stand. And then I also heard your very anti-Daryl Ryder takes from yesterday at 6 o'clock. I just want to hear where you stand on that
as well.
Are
you just teeing him up to say things that you secretly think?
Daryl, not secretly. I was very vocal about everything that we're alluding to here.
I don't know. I think we might get into that when Daryl hosts tomorrow with Nick.
Ooh, a little Donnybrook potentially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, next mock draft comes courtesy of NFL draft analyst Chad Reuter, who released a three-round mock draft. The first three picks, Cam Ward to Tennessee, Travis Hunter to Cleveland, and Shador Sanders to the Giants. To start the second round, Chad has the Browns selecting Quinn Ewers out of Texas. What do you guys think about Travis Hunter and Quinn Ewers coming to the Browns?
That's the part I don't understand of all these mock drafts. It always has us taking, like, Travis Hunter at two, and then, like, but for the Giants, they get over-the-top excited for Shador.
So, remember when Steve-O used to staple parts? Like, and that was, like, a thing. That was, like, his attraction. And people were like, oh, he's going to do it! And then he would do it, be like, ah, gross! That's what that mock draft was. That's basically stapling vital parts of myself to myself. In a way that I just wouldn't do, not even for Steve-O kind of money. Quinn Ewers at 33. Mm. And I got to deal with Travis Hunter, a cornerback at two.
This is our least favorite draft.
He better be Revis Island if he's going number two. I mean, Denzel Ward is a shutdown corner.
We have that. Yeah, we have it.
Is a elite corner, and he was taking four. And even then, I still wanted Bradley Chubb over Denzel. I was wrong. I can admit it. Denzel's been the better player. All right, do we have another fan submission?
Yeah, this next fan submission is pretty chaotic. It comes from at Sir Wiseboys on X. He has the Browns making two trades in the first round. First, Myles Garrett is dealt to the Buccaneers to reunite with Baker for the 19th overall pick and 2 seconds. Then Cleveland ends up trading the 19th overall pick to the Bills to move back to number 30. The picks themselves, he has the Browns picking Abdul Carter and Josh Connerly Jr. in the first round. The only QB taken by the Browns is in the third round with Connerly's teammate Dylan Gabriel joining him in Cleveland. Mm. I know that's a lot to follow, but how would you guys grade this mock
draft? What do we do in the second round?
Welfare Tua. He makes his appearance.
I really think I got to know what they do in the second round, and then I'll be able to truly give you an adequate grade.
So they have UNC running back Omarion Hampton at pick 33.
Oh,
also,
I do like him, though.
BGSU tight end Harold Fannin in the third
round.
That's
actually really nice right there.
Oh, that is
an awesome combo.
Yeah, can I just strike Dylan Gabriel from the record? Because everything else makes me moderately happy. Like Connerly in the late first round, so you got a left tackle, a Miles replacement, you got a running back that can come in and be the focal point of your offense. You didn't force the quarterback until the third round. I'm going to give this an A. I'm going to say it right now.
B minus.
All right. Jesse has one.
Mock me.
I don't know if you saw this, but Jesse
what that?
Threw this out there.
He just mumbled and pointed.
Jesse, at Jesse Setlift saying, at two, Cam Ward.
Okay.
Because Shador went one.
Oh.
33.
Finally, some respect for Shador.
33, Kenneth Grant, defensive tackle out of Michigan. 67, Xavier Restrepo, wide receiver out of Miami.
Restrepo.
89, I don't know how I got 89. 89, Ernest Green III, tackle out of Georgia. And 94, I think this is Anthony Alant's favorite player, Carson Scheisweisinger. Linebacker out of UCLA. Well, I think it's Schweisinger. That's how you say his name.
Man, there's a lot of things I want to say, but I'm just not going to say him right now. B minus.
Ooh, I'll stick with the B minus as well.
Yeah, well done.
further reaction in the trade. You're either going to love or hate for Myles Garrett in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.